Time Warner Audiobooks presents Rich Dads, Before You Quit Your Job. 10 real-life lessons every entrepreneur should know about building a multi-million dollar business. Written by Robert T. Kiyosaki with Sharon L. Lecter. And read by Jim Ward and Deanna Hurst.
One of the most frightening days of my life was the day I quit my job and officially became an entrepreneur. On that day, I knew there were no more steady paychecks, no more health insurance or retirement plan, no more days off or being sick or paid vacations. The terror of not having a steady paycheck was one of the most frightening experiences I had ever experienced. The day I officially left the company, I was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, because I was attending the Xerox Corporation's President's Club celebration, an event recognizing the top achievers in the company. Even though it was a celebration, I was having a miserable time. All I could think about was leaving the job, the steady paycheck, and the security of the company. Once the party in San Juan was over, I was going to go on my own. When leaving San Juan, the plane I was on experienced some kind of emergency. In preparing to land at Miami, the pilot had us all brace, cradle our heads, and prepare for a possible crash. Obviously, the plane did not crash, and I flew on to Chicago, where I was going to do a sales presentation for my line of nylon surfer wallets. I arrived at the Chicago Mercantile Mart late because of the flight delays, and the client I was supposed to meet, a buyer from a large chain of department stores, was already gone. Are people born entrepreneurs, or are they trained to be entrepreneurs? When I asked my rich dad his opinion on this question, he said, "People can be trained to be either employees or entrepreneurs. The reason there are more employees than entrepreneurs is simply that our schools train young people."